Four hearts. Four. Still. Only four. Lucy shifted in the hard wooden chair across from her mom's desk and clutched her phone tighter. She swiped up and down with such force that her Caribbean blue baby fingernails would have scratched the glass had she not been diligent about using a screen protector. Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, Snapchat, Facebook, swipe. The likes, favorites, followers, friends. She had enough. Enough for her ranking on the Pulse app to be higher than four. Four? Swipe, 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 swipe. The pink plastic bracelet the bouncer had secured around Lucy's wrist danced up and down, the same way she had last night, after name-dropping her way into the hottest new club in San Francisco's Tenderloin District. The fact that she didn't actually know Ryan Thompson, founder of Pulse, was a technicality that would soon be remedied. Her heart, our fingers are on the pulse, heart, T, only given to Pulse employees, opened doors closed even to most of Silicon Valley's elite. She'd snagged it from a hipsterpreneur 6 months ago at a party in Fremont. He was so busy claiming he left Pulse of his own accord, because his eco-friendly, read, non-profitable, idea was going to change the world, i.e., drain his bank account, that he scarcely knew what he'd lost. All it took was a deftly spilled cocktail, an exorbitant dry-cleaning bill, and Lucy's favorite tank. Note, pomegranate margaritas don't come out of silk. But it was worth it. Soon, she'd have one of her own. And she'd no longer be a four. Four hearts. Really? The likes on her Instagram story from last night alone should have bumped her up to a five. Thumping. But here she sat, still at four. Still thudding. She stared at the string of hearts on her Pulse profile, knowing that, somehow, this was all because she was waitlisted at Stanford. And that, Lucy knew the exact how of. Gavin Cox. Freaking Gavin Cox. She shouldn't have done it, but her blue fingernail moved on its own, navigating to his profile. Level 6. Throbbing. Gavin Cox was throbbing and she was thudding? If only she possessed a male member and a wingspan like Michael Phelps, she'd be throbbing too. But now that high school was over, winning state would no longer be a crutch for Gavin, and his pulse would plummet. He'd be lucky to be beating a measly three. Lucy was tempted to knock her mom's expansive cherrywood desk, but Lucy Katz didn't believe in luck. Lucy Katz didn't hope. Lucy Katz didn't dream. Lucy Katz did. She knew what she wanted. And it wasn't this. Thudding and waitlisted and this drab third floor office in this mud brown building in this sad little Sunnyvale office park. So it wouldn't be. Tired of the edge of the chair digging into the soft underside of her knees, she scooted forward until her wedge sandals reached the floor. Her mom was 20 minutes late. As usual. Lucy knew enough to show up for their scheduled lunch a half hour after its start time. But she was on time. As always. Lucy planned like other people breathed. Which was why she wasn't nervous about Stanford. It was a blip. A minor inconvenience. Nothing that an internship at Pulse wouldn't wipe away like a hard reset on her MacBook Pro. She stared at the gently tanned skin of her exposed ankles and wiggled her toes, enticing circulation to resume after being dangled 2 inches off the floor despite her heels. She pulled her pink and white striped notebook onto her lap and leafed through the pages, refreshing herself on all the notes she'd taken thus far on Valley Start, the summer tech incubator program she was about to begin. The 5-week competition ended with one team winning an internship at Pulse. If she succeeded, please, she'd spend the rest of the summer at Pulse with Ryan Thompson. And Pulse. Pulse? Well, not even Stanford could ignore a pedigree that included Pulse.